Hey folks, Dan Furrier with the Mortgage Update. Today is July 29th, 2020, Fed Day, big Fed Day. So the Federal Reserve met today and didn't shock the system, as I thought they would not, and I was hoping they would not. And that was good news, and it basically stabilized the markets. We see mortgage-backed securities up a little bit, which is expected. I take that back. It wasn't expected. We had a big move yesterday in the mortgage-backed securities market. And if you don't remember those numbers, look back to yesterday. I think we ended the day up like 30, which is crazy. So I figured there would be somewhat of a pullback today. So I logged in this morning and there, you know, MBSs were up about 6. I'll explain that to all those newbies out there that are watching. And we're basically getting to the latter part of the day and all the Federal Reserve news has come out and we're stabilizing at that number. And I'm going to show you that in a second. I'm going to go over some of the comments and some of the data from the Federal Reserve, what they came out and did give us detail on. There'll be more and more data getting deciphered between today and tomorrow, so I'll try to keep you active on that stuff. But my biggest issue today was is the MBS market was up 30 yesterday, and that's like assuming or seeing a stock market up like 1,500 points. Normally, the next day you'll have profit taking, and mortgage-backed securities are basically bonds that trade. So there's supply, demand, and everything else. Well, the Federal Reserve is the biggest buyer. This is absolutely proof that they're the biggest buyer, and they're not coming, they're not selling, and there's not a lot of private money in this, which makes me concerned that when the Fed starts to taper off buying, what's going to happen? So let's get to it. Let me show you kind of what I'm looking at here and kind of break some of these numbers down for you. So why people follow my channel is we watch this number right here. This number right here, this 6 that we're looking at, that is what's happening to the price of mortgage-backed securities. As this price goes up, which is green, which is good. Hold on, let me do it. Green is good. Somebody said they like my Clark Kent glasses, but those are my reading glasses. I'm old. Green is good. As this price goes up, rates get better. So just look as green is good. Rates get better. The bigger the number green, the better the rates are getting. All right. So that's pretty simple to watch. Here, let me take you through my day. The market opened up and they said mortgage applications were down. I don't see that. We're hitting record numbers every day. I think we got just shy of 20 applications today so far. Mortgage-backed securities right here. They opened the day up 9. That shocked me because, again, my assumption was we were up so big yesterday, but we really haven't seen a reduction in rates too much. I'm going to do a jumbo like rate analysis here after this video, so stay tuned for that. If you're in California, I got great news for you guys out there. But the market was up 9. The Dow Jones was up 15. Then as you get, you progress through the day, we start to see that, some of the Fed numbers come out. And you see we got an update at 10. Stock market now at 98, went up 14. The MBS market was up 14. Look right up here, top right. Now we're at 6. So we gave back half of that, which, that's kind of to be expected. And then right here, basically, the Fed left everything unchanged. They're basically saying they're going to run the course and monitor what's going on with the pandemic very closely, as they are. They're watching unemployment and a lot of things like that. And that's basically going to be their criteria, what they're going to do and what they're going to monitor. And usually they monitor a lot of monetary policies like the GDP, inflation, a whole slew of other things, but they're really not right now. Okay, so let's get to these Fibonacci levels that you guys, that I monitor on a daily basis. And like I said, just subscribe to my channel. You don't have to pay for all these services that I have. I have several different economic surveys, services that I monitor basically minute by minute. They follow the mortgage-backed securities market, and they follow all kind of different things. And if you were to subscribe to these, I mean, you're talking a couple $1,000s a year where you can just flick on or click here, I'll give you myself a shameless plug. Subscribe down below. Where's my camera? Subscribe down below and hit the bell. So every time I do post, you get an alert. So here's that infamous number that, or that plateau we keep hitting. These numbers right here, there's basically, think of those as bumpers. We got a ceiling and a floor. And usually the numbers will bounce through here. Look at this. This is nuts. We hit this ceiling right here. We hit it here and stopped. We hit it here and stopped. We hit it here and stopped. And we hit it here and we stopped. As you could see, remember, let's go back to this section right here that I showed that we were up 14. Where did that go? I apologize. It's right here. We were up 14. That's when we peaked right here and dropped back down. I don't know of any other lender that's really repriced or redid our rates since then. But look at this. We keep hitting that and dropping back. So I might be tempted to lock in some more people today, which I think I did. I locked about $1 million or $2 million worth of loan volumes. If you're closing within the next probably 10 days, I locked you in. Otherwise, I'm just going to kind of sit in the sideline, because I do this and follow this basically minute by minute by minute. I know what's going on. So then if I see a big reversal, not just 6, 7, 8 points, if I see a reversal of 30, 40, 50 points, trust me, I'm going to jump in and lock your rate in. So that's what's going on. We have a nice trend, nice little trend right here. That's good. But again, the scary part of things is the Fed is basically the biggest player in this game. It might be darn near the only player in this game, meaning they're the ones buying up all the mortgage-backed securities. They've been buying normally about $3 billion a day. They reduced that back in this area right through here. I can't do circles, but right in here to about $2 billion. And then the last couple of days, they've increased that to $6 billion. And look at this run that we've had just in a couple of days. That's a good run. That being said, that's what's going on with mortgage-backed securities. Thus, mortgage rates. So when I talk about this number here, the price of mortgage-backed securities, it's the price of that bond. As the price goes up, yields or mortgage rates come down. It's an inverse relationship. So this number goes up, yields come down. Okay, so we like when that number goes up. So that's that part of the things. I'll be posting this here shortly. I post this mortgage newsletter at the end of each day. I share it. And basically, the difference between previous FOMC meeting statements and today's, there's really not a lot of differences. This one captions it a little bit better, and I'll go up through the top. There is a, hold on, let me see where we are. Oh, here it is. There's 13 different emergency credit policies out there. They've extended 11 of them. They let a couple of them lapse. But what we're focused on here, like some of the corporate bond structures and things like that don't affect you and me on a daily basis, those are some things that are being impacted. But if you go down through here, what's this really mean to you? You know, what does this mean to you? Well, basically, it's saying that lending is getting cheaper for you. So car loans, credit cards aren't really going to be changed, because that's basically the federal funds rate or the prime rate and other things such as that. But car loans, mortgages are basically the cheapest ever. So if you're sitting on the sideline, here's what drives me crazy. I'll be blunt. Is somebody's at 4.5% and I say I can get you 2.99%. And they come back and say, you know what? I think I'm just going to wait until they come down a little lower. What are you waiting for? You can save $300 a month now. And most of the time it might cost you maybe $1,000 to do it. What are you waiting for? Let's say you wait next month and then the following month. And then, you know what? Are rates going to come down? Maybe, a fraction. Can they come down another quarter? Yeah, maybe. But you're still probably over a percent or more on what you have now. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. You're never going to time the market absolutely 100% of the time perfectly. Okay, that's the biggest thing I want to get out there. It drives me absolutely nuts when you're like, okay, I can still save you $300 a month. So what is your dilemma? I think I can get maybe 0.1% cheaper. Really? So that's, sorry for spewing that. The one thing that you know, a lot of analysts are saying is there's so much debt out there, consumer debt and all kind of other debt. Rates on mortgages are so darn low that why don't you think about when you're refinancing, pay off some of that high credit card debt. Just give yourself some breathing room. Most Americans don't have enough to fix their car if they had to pay cash to get their car fixed. Scary. There's a lot of equity built up into homes since 2010. And if you're carrying a lot of debt, or even if it's $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, you should look at combining that with your other debt. And then, and I'm not trying to increase your, I'm not putting you in any more debt. I'm basically saying, you know, you have the debt now. How do we restructure that debt to make sense? So, for example, you owe $300,000 on your home, and you have a $10,000 Discover card, a $10,000 American Express card, you have a $20,000 car loan, and you have $50,000 in student loans, and you have $200,000 in equity in your house. Why are you paying five different bills, probably on the tune of, on average, 10 to 15% in interest rates, when you can combine all of that together into a rate that's probably in the threes? And okay, so now we determine that. I'm not putting you in any more debt. Is this basically what I want to get across. I'm structuring that debt to make sense. So then your next comment would be, or should be, well, Dan, obviously my payments are going down because you're stretching this out over 30 years. Yep. However, what's your rate? Your rate on a credit card is 20%. Your rate on the mortgage is, I'll just say, 3 to 3.5. Just throwing that out there. So here's what I would suggest you do. Let's combine all of this together, okay? And then once you get a little bit of a cushion in the bank, start prepaying your mortgage. And you can probably pay off the lien a ton quicker than you otherwise would have been. There's many cases where I'll do a debt consolidation for somebody and I'm saving them $1,000 a month. Well, you know what? Put $5,000 in the bank, give yourself a cushion, and then start sending in $500 extra a month and just blow the other $500. Have a good time. Have a great time. What's that do for you? Well, you're going to, it depends on your loan amount and all kind of other stuff. You're going to probably cut 10 years off of your mortgage by sending in that extra $500. So when you break it all down, I can almost positively guarantee to you, you're going to pay less over the whole term of that than you were all five of those different variations combined. So that's basically what the whole gist is. It's saying people are way too overextended in credit, and they have no reserves. Well, why don't we try to fix both of those with one, you know, transaction. So let me get to you and show you how, if you like what I'm talking about, you want to find out a little bit more what I can do for you. Let me show you how you find me. Go to therateupdate.com, brand new site, and we're tweaking it every day. One of the best ways to get me is just give me a call. You can reach me directly at 844 down here, 775-LOAN. And that's 844-775-5626. Or email me. And I'm going to give you some other advice on this email. But write down my email if you would, or pause the video. You can get me at D for Dan, Frio. So D Frio, which is F-R-I-O, at preferredrate.com. Make sure you spell preferred right. It's right up here at the left corner. So defrio at preferredrate.com. Here's what I'm asking you to do. If you currently have a rate quote, send me your rate quote. I got, I don't know how many today, and I beat every one of them either on rate or fees. In most of the case, yesterday, I think I was averaging, I was matching everybody's rates, but able to cut about $3,000 on all the costs. Today, I actually had a few that I looked at. I was able to beat the rate by a quarter and also reduce the cost. On one was $1,800, and I forget what the other ones were. But we're doing a fantastic job with that. So that's the best way to do that if you're in the process of refinancing right now. If you need pre-approved, you're looking to buy a home, love to help you. We got realtors all over the country we can refer you to as well. But all you have to do is click here, home purchase qualifier. Just go through there. It's going to take you 5 minutes. If it's during office hours, I can promise you, you're going to get a phone call probably in about 15, 20 minutes as soon as you're done with this. And we're going to kind of pick your brain. You know, just what are you looking to do? We're going to educate you and teach you and advise you through the whole process. Any questions you have, we're going to be there for you. You can call, text, any which way you want to get a hold of me or one of the my advisors who's working with you. I'm always here just to let you know. So if your advisor is not here, tied up or whatever, and you just really need help, call in and have them transfer you to me. I'd love to help. But that's the way to do that. If, you know, again, if you're looking to get pre-approved, if you're in the process right now, like I said, send me a copy. Email me at dfrio@preferredrate.com. Email me the quote that you got. If you've applied, you most likely got a loan estimate. We call it an LE or a fee worksheet. You can send those to me. If your rate is 4% or above, please just grab your mortgage statement and email it to me saying, Dan, what can you do? I'm going to ask you a few questions and then I'll break it down saying, what do you comfortable with the payment? Well, why don't we just reduce your term maybe 4 years and keep the payments the same? You'd like to just save some money. Some people don't care. They're like, you know what? Just put me back on a 30-year term. I could really use to skip 2 months mortgage payments and save $500 a month. That right now would save my life. Awesome. We'll do that. You're the boss. You tell us how and what you want to do. We'll advise you saying, here's the programs you fit into. Here's the rates. I'm always a proponent paying the least amount of fees possible. But some people, sometimes we get loan estimates every day. People are paying $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 to buy the rate down. I can do that as well. And in most cases, I can drive down that rate a ton lower than you're getting somewhere else. So that's my spiel for the day. So I hope you like the channel. If you do, sorry, these are glaring in the off the lights. Please don't forget to give me a thumbs up. If you would, please subscribe down below. Hit the bell. You can watch the ones you want to watch. You don't have to watch all of them, but I'd greatly appreciate it. We're adding subscribers daily. I'm trying to get to 10,000 subscribers by the end of the month or end of August. I'm sorry. We only have a couple days left in this month. So hope you like what you see. If I can be of help, awesome. God bless you guys out there. Be safe, especially in all the states that are having really troubles right now. But be safe. And if you need my help, I'd love to help. So take care. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.